Warning. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show may contain harsh language. Listener discretion is advised.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. It's a Hot Girl and That Guy Show. Why did it fade out so quick tonight? Fuck. It's because I didn't have the I made a new intro, but I did forgot to play it. Oops. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I'm Chad.
I'm Kim, in case you all forgot.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Been a while.
Sorry. I'll let you have that one. That's it. That's it, Chad.
My girl, Jap Polatsky, put that up there. I call her Jap Polatsky because she's Japanese Polish mix.
Oh,
so I call her Jap Polatsky. That's how she's in my phone.
Nice.
I'll never forget her, Jap Polatsky.
No, of course not.
Holy shit! Yeah, fuck. What's it been, like a fucking month or some shit?
I haven't heard your voice. You and I also haven't talked in that long of time, too. So it's very strange. I think about you, but that's about it.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I stab myself in the wrist and it goes away. So we're good.
Nah, you're a liar.
You're right. I don't think about you.
Well, that didn't make it feel any better.
Been busy, man.
Fuck yeah. All of us have been busy.
Rehearsals for shows, and nice. You did a play.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened. Was it okay?
It was all right. But it was a complete it's 100% ad-lib. The whole thing is. So you know, there's no real way to rehearse for it. You just got to run with it. And they had me playing the part of it's kind of a takeoff of, well, it totally is a ripoff of Tony and Tina's Wedding, the play that you go to and it's like you're at a wedding reception.
Yeah.
It was that, and I played the part of the over the top gay DJ.
Oh, typecasting.
Yeah, typecasting. Okay. And it was like they wanted me to be more over the top. He kept saying, well, go more, like that. And I'm like, okay, first off, this voice doesn't get much higher.
You're like, I'm a radio guy.
I mean, I can't make me sound gay. And I weigh over 200 pounds. Prancing ain't happening. You know?
You could make it work.
Yeah, but
fun.
It wasn't a train wreck, but it was like I wasn't happy.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, no, you did great, you know, and just, you know, building me up. And it's like, you know, hey, call me. We'll work on, you know, I'll give you some pointers and this and that. I've never fucking called them back, so enjoy yourself. So with that,
you're not
shit.
Doing that again, huh?
And no, I would do it again if I could get, you know, now that I've seen it, but I would want a different part.
Oh, okay.
You know, let me be one of the groomsmen. Let me be.
What, you know, are you not secure with yourself?
I am, but it's just the degree of gay that they want ain't happening for me.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's and plus, this is a fucking small state, you know? I go in there and start hitting on guys. That shit gets out, play or not.
Okay.
So, fuck that.
Oh, my God.
So, what's your play?
Oh, it's,
You forgot? Jesus.
It's, It's okay. It's an old play.
Okay. What's it called?
Built. I swear I'm acting just like that. My new favorite show right now, Drunk History. It was written in the 80s by an Englishman who was trying to write American parts. Mm-hmm. And it's really, Canadian, but using words like honey child and stuff like
honey
that.
Honey child.
Because Canadians use that word.
I guess.
There's only one A in it, by the way.
And it's yours.
It is, but it's just, there's only one. It's not good. I'm apparently based off of a real person, who was part of the, KGB. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. I get the letters mixed up.
Not the RCMP.
Right. What does it stand
so
for?
You're doing an American play written by a Canadian about the KGB.
No,
what?
An American play written by a British about the KGB.
You said Canadian, eh?
But I'm American pretending to be Canadian. Does it get any more confusing?
What?
I know. And
you got your Canada-do's and you got your Canada-don'ts.
But it's a true story. I guess this really did happen about this couple that lived across the street from this other couple in London. And the London people were suspecting that we were spies. And so then they spied on us, and it's a whole thing. Everybody that's in it is awesome. And I'm working with a female director, which I don't get to do very often. And but the play itself is like, oh, come on.
KGB stands for some blah, 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 blah in Russian, and the English translation is Committee for State Security. Bam.
Oh, wow. Look at you, Google.
I know. Fucking Wikipedia, yo.
But it's okay. It's fun. You know, there's always – I'm a big firm believer that things happen for a reason. And I wasn't – going to do this play because I actually had things going on the nights of auditions, and then something fell through, and then I still wasn't going to go, but then a friend of mine goes, oh, I'm going, go with me. And I thought, well, I better go and just stay sharp, you know? So I kind of went in not even really trying too hard, because I honestly just didn't think that this was something I was going to get. And when I got it, I was like, oh, when she called, I said, are you sure? There were so many other people there.
Trying to talk him out of it.
Yeah, I was trying to talk her out of it. And it's not because I didn't want to work with her or anything. It's just the play was just okay. And but being a part of that, I met a woman whose husband happens to be an extremely famous writer. Oh. And she's going to do my play at her theater.
Oh, cool.
And they know people. So hopefully my play... well, my seatbelts required will get exposure. So, you know, there's always a, you know, I was meant to meet her, you know, and it's pretty awesome. So she's a totally rad chick too. So yeah, it's worked out.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty stoked, and I am having fun.
Yeah.
I have an awesome gay husband. He's awesome and he's handsome to boot. So
does he want to come out in Delaware and be in a fucking troop?
But he's my new drinking buddy. We have a good time going out and bonding. Mm-hmm. I did that in air quotes. But he's so cute. He's a really handsome guy. I'm having fun with him.
And really,
I made him go to see a movie with me this week, and we had to drink beforehand, so he could enjoy it because it wasn't his cut. I'm hot. I have to take my shirt off. Hold on. Hold on, I'm taking
taking off.
Headphones off.
Yeah. See, now I can do this because you can't hear me. Oh, yeah.
There was another.
You snorted.
Because it wasn't until I said it did I realize how it sounded.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
I did.
For the record, we do not do this show together. In fact, she's 3,000 miles away.
We don't even Skype face to face.
I know. We don't even do video anymore.
No, and I got a camera finally. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, fucker.
So now, there was another shirt underneath. So anyway, it just got warm in here. So I had to...
It's fucking warm out here, too. It's been beautiful the last 2 days.
We're playing strip podcast.
Yeah, strip podcasting. Yeah. So, so you're in a play that you're not too pleased with, but it's open doors for you, which is good. You got a new gay friend. That's awesome.
I'm pleased with it. The writing isn't good. Yeah. The people are awesome.
That's good.
And it did open a door for me, and I feel, wow, really blessed. And this actress whose husband's a famous writer, she wants to be in it, and she's so fucking good that I'm like, wow. And she goes, oh, do you have any interest in being in it, you know, with me? And I'm thinking, oh, no, you're a little too intimidating. She's that good. Mm. So for me to say that, but
that's awesome.
But and it'll get done in the Valley. So that's I feel how many playwrights can say that their play has been produced 4 years in a row since the day it was written?
That's awesome.
That's big street cred right there.
That is.
And then my car died, sort of.
Yeah, mine did too, sort of.
Did it? My electrical was acting up and I couldn't open doors and roll down windows.
Oh, see, mine didn't get that bad.
Yeah. And so I just bought another one.
Wow.
I know, because I can do that.
Because you just upgraded. You know, I'll tell you what.
I was driving in the dark ages, Chad.
No.
Driving in the dark ages, okay? I didn't have navigation. Yourself. I know. I didn't have navigation. I didn't have Bluetooth. I didn't know how to use Bluetooth. I've
was
heard
it
of
like
it.
My rental car that I got when I came yes. out there that had power nothing?
Wait, I got to roll down the window. You know that movement?
crank.
Now this thing has everything. It's got a USB port. I mean, it's and it has the sunroof. And oh, my God, I'm set. And new car smell.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the best part.
Yes,
new
it
car
is.
Smell. It's so wonderful. And then a bird pooped on it, and I'm pretty mad.
It's white.
But it's pretty.
It's white. Nobody can tell.
And it's, I know, right? It's a, it's economy fuel, you know. So it's not a my, you know. You saw my big car,
yeah.
Right? Yes. Well, I know we didn't drive it, but you saw it.
No, I rode in it one day.
Did you? I don't remember. And that thing.
We went to Jack in a Box for breakfast.
Oh, and I drove. That was the only time I drove. You were out here. Yeah. Well, that thing was a gas guzzler compared to your little push cart.
My push cart with power nothing.
Yeah.
But now I had power steering.
I have a grown up car now, though. I have a it's a sedan.
Ooh.
But it's a it's a grown up car. Yeah. But
well, see, my car. I've got a PT Cruiser. And they are notorious.
That is such a gay car, by the way.
I know. It's gay kidding. Gay people and old man. And it's not blue. It's blue. But it's it has this electrical issue that it's notorious for. And when you get your check engine light and it starts sputtering and driving like shit, you go to AutoZone and check it. And it says it's going to be, it's called a camshaft sensor error. I got it fixed twice since I've owned it. That same thing.
I've heard of that before. Yeah.
And I paid $200 the first time to get it fixed. And the guy, after he fixed it, said, hey, if it ever happens again, here's where it is. It costs $35 to buy you a new sensor and you can put it in yourself. I'm like, thanks, fucker.
Oh, okay.
After he took my $200. Right. So the second time I fixed it myself, well, it started acting up this past Thursday. It started acting up. It was doing the same thing that it usually does. Took it in Friday and got it checked out. And it actually said the error code was cylinder 2 misfire. And he's like, when's the last time you put spark plugs in this? I'm like,
I didn't know you were supposed to.
And so I've never put spark plugs in it. It's a 2008. It's still got the original spark plugs in it. So I, you know,
they
fingers
bad,
crossed,
I
guess.
Yes, yeah.
So fingers crossed that that's all it was. Saturday, I changed the spark plugs in it, and it runs like a charm now. But I was totally ready to, if that didn't work, I was going to take it straight to a dealership and sell it because
just paid it off.
I know, because it's paid off. It's got 157,000 miles on it. So
come on.
I'm like, you know, fuck it. You know, just it's disposable at this point, but no, it's holding in there. So, and I've got to save my money anyway, because, I'm going to be moving soon.
Oh, really?
Disappointed. Because we've talked about it, I think, before on here, that I'm, like, squatting in this house, basically.
You're not paying anything?
No, I am. Okay. But it is for sale.
Oh.
And it's, like retarded cheap. And so if anybody's independently wealthy and they would love to, you know, buy a house in Delaware, I'll be more than happy to make the mortgage payments on it. You just have to get it bought. So,
right.
And I'll pay the mortgage. Because thanks to my ex-wife, I've got a foreclosure on my record. And
you can't buy it.
I can't buy it for 3 years. And I don't think it's going to be on the market for 3 years at the price they're asking for it. So, and it's a nice little house. So, well, that leads to this little story that kind of involves work and the fact that I've got to keep this house show ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 3 weeks in Wisconsin, I forgot something that you should probably do before you leave your house for 3 weeks.
Lock the door?
No. Make sure that you have anything that can expire out of your fridge.
Oh, Jesus. Nice.
I had a gallon of milk go bad and explode in my fridge.
That's disgusting.
And I finally got sick of eating out. And so last night, it took me 2 hours, but I cleaned out the fridge.
Finally, that's such a guy thing to do.
I'm like, fuck it. I'll just
eat out. I'm not ready.
I'm not going to open it. I just want to open it.
Oh my God.
But it just got to the point where I was like, nah, fuck it. I'm going to clean it out.
Oh, geez. That sucks.
So yeah, it was starting to stink like through the fridge. So I was like, okay, it's fucking got to go. So I cleaned it out. It's, you know, beautiful now and clean.
I didn't know that they would explode if it's in, you know,
in the
a cool
jug.
Place.
Yeah,
and yeah.
Plastic jug, I guess, just that's how bad it was. It just expanded the side and split the side of it and leaked everywhere inside there. It was nice and
it's disgusting.
Milky and smelly and gross and nasty. So the other thing I've had to do, because the house is on the market,
right,
since I've been back from Wisconsin, because all my cats do is eat and shit.
Yeah, that is their life.
I have to, you know, morning and evening go down and clean out the cat box.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, god damn, even when I clean it twice a day, it still stinks. So I it's down the basement, so there's four windows down there. I opened up the four windows, just kind of let it air out down there. And
I have a cat genie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that sucker works really well at keeping the cat poop and urine smell down.
Really? Well, because I just scoop it out and then walk it outside and throw it away.
Oh,
but
yeah, no, I love my cat genie. So yeah, just a thought.
Yeah, but so I went down few days ago
to the basement.
Yeah,
back down to the basement.
Yeah, okay. Down to the basement to my nightly ritual of cleaning out the cat box. And I go down there and there's feathers everywhere. And
bad.
I walk around the corner and it gets worse and worse and worse with the feather you know, level gets worse and worse, and one of the screens fell out of the basement window.
You're lucky your cats didn't get out.
Yeah, it's an up high one.
Okay.
It's up high. So I go looking around and I clean up the mess. There, two birds came to visit my cats and it didn't go very well for them.
You know what? It's funny. It's like birds get in the house and then for some reason they don't know how to get out.
Yeah.
They can't figure it out.
So,
you know, they need sonar like bats, so they
yeah,
can.
exactly. So they can tell where that window was and get the
Uh-huh.
hell
They can't
out.
remember.
So I
They
cleaned up
get
the mess.
stuck in this mental hospital all the time, and there's broken windows fucking everywhere. You know, you're all pick one. Just pick one and
Pick
go.
one,
You're
go.
free.
There were even open windows there.
Yeah, there were. Exactly.
Dumbasses.
I
So I
know.
cleaned up the mess. It wasn't that messy, just lots of feathers.
Oh, well, they ate the rest of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
And so yeah, so I cleaned it up. Well, then probably 2 days later, I came home from work and I could smell cat piss upstairs when I walked in the house. I'm
Oh.
like, I have never smelled cat piss walking into this house. Especially since I've been cleaning the cat box twice today.
Right.
And so I went down to clean the cat box and, you know, maybe spritz down there or something. And I open the door, my cats come running to the bottom of the stairs, and I'm like, "Hey guys, hey." And then I see a shadow. There's another cat down there now that
You didn't
came
fix the
through.
window?
I did fix the window. So he's been down there for at least 3 or 4 days now. So,
He came down when the bird came down, you
yeah.
mean?
So I figured, okay, well, I cornered him and tried to grab him, and he was not happy with me. And then he made a break for it. Well, unlike a bird, he knew where he came in
Okay.
because I heard him go ting off the window when he tried to jump through the window he came in. So,
He was down there for how many days?
like, probably 3 days, 3, 4 days.
Wow, how did your cats not murder him?
I know.
Wow.
So I reopened the window, took the screen out, tried to chase him down again, and I couldn't find him after I chased him again. So I figure he made his escape, and I put the screen up and called it a day. 2 days later, I go down there and I'm not even down the stairs and I can see three shadows. So that fucker's still down there. And I'm almost to the point where I'm like, you know what? No, I've fucking got me a new cat now.
You got a new cat,
So
He's been eating your food, shitting in your box.
yeah, so, and no, I think he's pissing everywhere. That's the thing, because now it stinks like piss so bad down there. And so I put the
He's
screen
a yeah,
in.
it's a non it's a boy cat that's not fixed.
Yep. And so I put the screen in, but didn't put it in good so I could tell if he made it out. You know, I kind of took the screen out completely and then chased him again, figured he went out. And then I said, just in case, I'm going to put the screen in kind of half-assed so he can make a break for it if he has to. And then I chased him again and couldn't find him. I said, I'll keep the screen kind of askew for a day and see. And today I went down every couple of hours to check. And the last time I went down, the screen had moved. So I'm assuming he made it out. I closed everything up,
Oh my God.
and just in a few hours, it's like it doesn't smell like piss anymore. So I'm assuming he got the hell out. But what a fucking pain in the asshole. Jesus Christ. I
Oh
mean,
God.
birds and fuck, and I'm just trying to keep his house nice so people can come see it. And
Because it hasn't happened the entire time you've been down there. You've
yeah,
been there.
I
Your house
know.
been, you know, uninterrupted for months.
I
And
know.
now you got to move and you got to keep the house nice and all hell breaks loose.
Exactly. It's like
Oh,
fucking amazing. So, you know,
God.
I'm like in limbo with that. I'm in limbo at work, and it's just like, yeah, so I fucking hit rock bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you're like,
Did you
let's
start
do our
drinking
show.
and
No,
watch Drunk
I
History?
actually stopped drinking.
Oh,
I don't know
well.
why, because I just didn't want to get any more bummed, I guess.
Okay.
But work's getting a little bit better this past week, so you know,
Okay, you
but it's
still have a
just,
job, so
yeah, I
that's
still
a
have a job. Yeah, I actually got kind of promoted this week,
Oh,
so
okay.
I was like, right on, you know. I had all those weeks I went out to Wisconsin was to take classes, and then I had a shit ton of tests and projects I had to do, and I would get certified at the end of that. And the classes I took kind of were radiology slash cardiology classes, so I was eligible to take to get certified for radiology and cardiology. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just do both because I can. And then they came to me and they're like, hey, since you're certified in both now, do you want to, I'm a trainer. They're like, do you want to be the trainer for radiology and cardiology? I'm like, okay.
Cool. Congratulations.
No more money. It's just more work, but,
yeah, still it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Well,
so I got a little bump up.
We sort of chatted that we were going to do the show today. We didn't know what time, but watching Drunk History for the first time, I've heard people talk about it, including you, I'm mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
That is one fucking funny show.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe that I've missed it this long.
I know. It's
amazing. And what it is it's basically comedians from Second City, right?
Or everywhere.
Yeah. And they tell little vignettes of some history knowledge, really good stuff too, really interesting stuff that I didn't know, but and they're wasted.
Yeah. And it's like it says at the beginning, it's, this is, you know, all true.
Yeah. But
the storytellers are completely drunk when they're
completely doing it. Drunk. And then they have famous people. It's like a silent film. And so what I'm assuming is they film the drunk person telling the story and then the actors lip sync basically
to
the words. Yeah, to the story. And they got some really, you know, like Kristen Wiig was in one that I just saw, and Courtney Cox. It was hilarious. This is so good. One of them, she was talking about Patty Hearst.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how she was sort of kidnapped in a weird way and then forced to rob banks and stuff? And this lady goes, and then, you know, and they caught her and then they put her in the closet, like the size of a closet. I'm all, what the fuck is this show? What is this? I must watch this. It was so good. So right now I have it recording because I don't know if they're doing like a little marathon today or what. But you and I are definitely going to, if you ever decide to drink again.
Yeah.
We have to, if we're going to do a drunk tonight. Show.
I'm but drinking if we're, tonight.
Good. Well, if we're going to do a drunk show, it definitely needs to be planned out with something interesting that, you know, we have to read or something.
No, we can't read it. We have to tell the story.
Well, I don't know. We'll know. Have to talk
something
about
we
it.
Know we've a done, lot about.
We've done drunk shows before, and they're sort of
yeah,
weird.
But if it's something that
but it was
if we're
funny
telling to, a story that's...
But not our own story, but like
no.
a real live story.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, like a drunk history story or
yeah.
something. It can't
something
just be
that
what
we know
you
about.
Did this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you... And you have to be really, really drunk. I mean, these people are wasted.
They're like throwing up on some of
yeah.
them.
Yeah. And I love it when like the chair squeaks and they're like, I didn't fart. And then the poor actor has to mouth that. Yeah. It's so good, you guys. So it's on
Comedy Or they're
Central.
Talking like it's, you know, somebody giving, you know, a big presidential speech and they belch.
Yes,
while they're
they not. Belch.
They're like, oh God, I'm going to be sick.
Do you ever watch, what is it? The Aliens show.
Ancient Aliens.
Ancient Aliens. You know, the guy with the big hair.
Yeah.
There was a guy on Drunk History that looked like him,
mm-hmm.
but wasted. The hair, the eyes, everything. And oh my God, it was really good.
I'm not
so,
saying it's aliens, but it's probably but it's aliens.
Yep. Yeah. So that's my new favorite show.
Oh, the primo night to do it would have been a couple of weeks ago when I went to the Philadelphia Wine Mixer and met Stephen Amell.
You did. You met your
that
crush.
Is definitely bucket list material. It was so good.
Was it?
It
and
was a
did
lot
he
of fun.
Did he smell as good as he looked?
I mean I got close to him cuz you know we did a picture together. And
yeah,
I got an autograph, and I met the Ken. This is a funny story. This is a. I want to tell Scott this story because it's so far. Because anyway, Katie Cassidy, who plays Laurel on there, she was also in Supernatural for.
Yeah, I couldn't recognize her though, which is bizarre.
I think she was the one that played Rose, young Rose.
Oh, I don't know.
Young mom.
Oh, mom's not Rose. No, she's not. Well, she young Rose. Mom.
No. She was the Rose. She wasn't.
Who's Rose?
She was one of the demons.
Ruby.
That's
okay.
The one.
Okay.
She played Ruby.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, but
Okay.
So she is. Her name is Katie Cassidy. She is the daughter of David Cassidy.
Oh, how funny.
Of the Partridge Family.
Yep.
And not on the tour we went on, but one of the stops that Scott points out on one of his DVDs that I got is he goes to the apartment where David Cassidy's dad died in a fire.
Oh my God. How horrible.
He went to a Christmas party and was blind, stinking drunk and fell asleep on the couch with a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The whole place burned up, and they actually found him, like, crawling to the door. He was dead, mm-hmm. but he was on the way to the door.
Yeah.
But when I was standing in line to meet Katie Cassidy, there's this lady in front of me, an older lady, and she's like, I've got the... And she had a scrapbook, and she's like, look, I met David Cassidy, and she was just a baby. And was there, and I'm going to show her this picture. So I met her when she was a baby, and I'm like, wow, I know a guy that's been to the apartment where her dad, where her grandfather died. Maybe I should tell her that, you know?
She's like, oh, small world.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I know a guy in Hollywood that does tours and points out where your grandfather died.
Oh, Scott Michaels, his tours are so good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The man is a wealth of knowledge.
He is. Oh, my God. He would love that story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should email him at least.
Yeah.
That's so funny, you and I sort of did something together.
Yeah,
and
indirectly.
Didn't realize that we did it together.
Yeah. What day did you go?
Saturday night. Oh. With my gay husband.
Oh, I went Saturday afternoon.
Oh, so you actually saw it before me.
Yep. Well, and with the time change, yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, several hours ahead of you.
Yeah, I went to the 405 3D showing.
Ah. Oh, you saw it in 3D?
Yeah, what a waste of money.
Whole thing. So what did we go see?
Okay, so we went and saw Poltergeist.
Without planning it, which is kind of...
The remake of Poltergeist. We both knew that we were going to go see it.
Yeah. Just not on
I also went and saw The Avengers, but not...
Yeah, don't expect that from me.
No, I took my son to see that, so... So, now, before we get into the actual movie...
Okay.
What trailers did you get? Did you get the...
Trailers? Yeah. Oh!
Did you get the one for the gallows?
Why does that sound familiar?
Because you saw the trailer?
Yes, I did.
It's totally like your movie. It's a ghost hunting movie, and it involves a theater.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? So it's like, oh, that's cheap. Because, you know, they didn't have to pay much to film there.
Yeah.
But, exactly. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, yes.
That looked good.
It looked better than the movie we paid to see.
Okay, now here... Okay, let's break this down. Okay, so it's the... I can't even call it a reboot.
There are spoilers in this for you who have never seen a single Poltergeist movie.
Yeah, so, you know, based on, you know, a 30-year-old movie, fucking spoilers, fuck you. But no, we're going to ruin this one too because no one should see it. No. Okay, so obviously you didn't like it. Obviously, you didn't like it.
No, I did not.
Okay. As a standalone movie, did you like it?
No.
Okay, see, now, as a standalone movie, if you take away the fact that it's a reboot of Poltergeist, I thought it was a good movie.
How?
There were elements of it I really dug. which we'll get into. Okay, now casting. It was unnerving how much that girl looked like Heather Rourke.
You think so?
I mean, the face was there.
Oh, the big eyes.
Yeah, maybe. The big eyes and the yeah. little face. You know, that was right. spot fucking on.
Yeah, the dab's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, you can't call that, right out of the gate, you can't call it a reboot or a remake because her name wasn't Carol Ann.
Okay, but they actually, and we'll, you know, forget the lines that they used that were in the original and vice versa.
Yeah.
But they actually had moments in that movie that little teeny tiny moments that I don't know if anybody ever would notice except a freak like me because Poltergeist is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So that they did. And I'm thinking if they took the time to take a teeny tiny moment and put it in there, mm-hmm. it's a remake.
That's true.
Yeah, teeny tiny.
But see, like, if you take like, say, Red Dawn, when they redid Red Dawn. Now, as a remake, I could shit all over that movie. As a standalone movie, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
My issue with it was the fact that one of the main characters was from a Nickelodeon show that my daughter used to watch all the time.
And I couldn't. Not bad enough for Red Dawn.
Yeah, and I couldn't fucking take him serious as a badass.
Red Dawn wasn't like the Sheen Brothers or mm-hmm. the, yeah, that from the 80s.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a good movie. Yeah.
You know, like and that. Then, and unlike Poltergeist in Red Dawn, when they had the like trademark scenes, they went over the top with them. Like right. there's a scene in the original Red Dawn where the dude stands up and goes, you know, they're celebrating their victory and goes, Wolverines.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And when they do it in this movie, not only does he stand up and do the Wolverines line, they fucking do a 360 shot of it like the Matrix, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, come on. You know, it's yeah. like way yeah. over the top. Unlike Poltergeist, where I'm thinking of the three lines that I wanted to see. One I wanted to see later. And, you know, and they had the lines. One line I didn't really care about until it got to the point, and I was like, oh, they better fucking do this. You know, and they did it and let me, you know, didn't let me down by letting me down.
right. Yeah.
Because then I was just expecting them to fucking let me down. But they just took all the energy out of it and all the and just made it.
Here's the thing. The movie is written by a playwright.
Yeah.
First and foremost, playwright, not a screenwriter. Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between the two. I am learning that painfully myself. Big difference. He writes beautiful plays. This is not, I don't know why they gave it to him. And the director has done some pretty like scary movies. Mm-hmm. It was too kid friendly for me.
Now, remember when we first talked about this movie coming yeah. out? He said it was a kid's movie.
And it was. And it was, it to me, it was so kid friendly. It made it boring and kind of like, then why did you do this movie?
Yeah.
Why is it when I fucking Google Poltergeist, all that shit from that crap movie comes up first because it's 2015 data. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It pisses me off. It didn't deserve to be done and taken away from the glory of the original. First of all, they say the original wasn't directed by Steven Spielberg, but you know it was. And the music in the original was much better.
Oh, yeah.
In the original, there was the opening was sort of like, oh my gosh, our house is haunted. Look, these chairs move. Ooh, there's weird things that happen. In this one, they get shocked by the pole on the stairs.
Yeah.
No indicate. I mean, if you're going to talk about Poltergeist, fucking make some Poltergeist stuff happen in the house in front of the family that makes them start to go, oh my God, this house is haunted. Instead, they come home one day and their kid's gone. Yeah. And they're like, how is that possible? You know,
you know,
and my biggest gripe
How does a dad buy a house with no job?
Well, see, now that was what I was saying, too. I was like, oh, yeah, because when you get laid off, you always go buy a new house.
You always go buy a new house. And they harped on the fact that he had no job, which played nothing in the movie at all. Why couldn't they just give him a job and let him buy a new house?
Yeah.
His job moved him to that neighborhood. I mean, it's simple, right?
It was that simple.
Yeah. And then they say, oh, well, she's a writer.
Yeah.
She writes these books. There's nothing but, oh, you'll start writing again. That's all. And it played no part.
I know.
Maybe that's where they're like, well, maybe that's where their income comes from.
Nope, but she hasn't written anything because they, so, you know, character development wise, fucked up.
Terrible. You know? I didn't like that the boy was the hero technically.
Yeah. So, but, and now that my, you know, like opening shot, the thing that I just,
sorry, I'm yelling at my cat.
Fucking hated.
Uh-huh.
Opening scene hated was when they show the power lines. They go out of their way to say and make a statement about, oh, it's the fucking power lines. And I'm like, if this fucking house is haunted because of the fucking power lines and not a fucking cemetery, I'm going to be pissed. Which I said to the person I went with. If this house is fucking haunted because of power lines, I'm going to be pissed.
What I liked about the opening scene is that they parked across the street from the house and they didn't like pull up to the driveway or anything.
And I've never seen anybody fix a mailbox that fast. I know people that have had their mailbox run over out here and they never fix them that fast.
The only cool thing, and again, about
that was the most realistic thing in that whole fucking movie.
The fact that they had to throw in this whole cemetery thing.
Yeah.
You know, you had to send the parents out to a party and it was a 5-minute scene. And at the very end of this 5-minute scene was, oh, yes, by the way, did you know that your house is built on an old cemetery? But don't worry, they moved the bodies to a better neighborhood. And that was it.
Yeah, which was a great line.
They moved
to a better neighborhood.
That was probably the only good thing in it.
That was my laugh out loud moment of that movie.
Now,
other than me acting.
I like the concept of showing what Carol Ann was seeing. Not Carol Ann, yes. See what I did? Maddie, is that her name?
Yeah, her name was Maddie.
On the other side of the house. That was a neat concept, except it was so, I don't know what it was like in 3D, but it was blurry as hell and you couldn't really
see. Yeah, see, now in 3D, it was awesome.
Well, the drone camera had a piece of shit camera on it because you couldn't see it very well. That was the neatest thing. I don't know why the girl got pulled in by something in the in the garage. There was no lead up. But it was a kids' film.
Yeah.
So if you want to take your kids to see it, do that.
Yeah.
The original is so much better.
Now, the one scene that I absolutely loved was when the kid got attacked by the clown, where all the clowns were moving in on him.
That was pretty bitching, yeah.
Because you hear the little footsteps, and then he looks over, and like one plops down on the floor.
One plops down. However,
you know, but it wasn't. It wasn't a remake of fucking Poltergeist.
Yes, it was.
No, yo, you know what that scene was? Fucking Toy Story.
Yeah. But here's the kid up in the base. No, in the
attic.
In the attic, and he pulls down the string, and the box of clowns fall out. Mm-hmm. And that's how the clowns end up there. But nobody addresses why the house had a box of clowns in the attic.
Yeah.
In a hidey hole. You know, there were
not
so
in
many...
his hiney hole. It was
not
a
in
hidey
his hiney hole. In the hidey hole. Oh, and I love this. I saw somebody's review online. The virtual squirrel running around in the bedroom.
Yes.
It was so stupid. What was the purpose?
Cheap scare.
Very cheap. There were so many cheap scares. And then I had to remember it was a kids movie. I was so disappointed. Do not see this film if you saw the original. The original had just the turn of Carol Ann's head, the music, the son, the mother, you know, yelling, you know, give me back my baby, you know, or... let's go get your daughter, just, you know, from the medium. This house is clean. They're here. You know.
Oh yeah, and they just watered down every good line in there.
They
You know, from the there, the iconic there, here.
It wasn't even that. It
she
was,
just turns around. It's like, they're here.
No, yeah, and it was fucking bored.
I'm as bored as everybody watching this. they're here.
What is it? What did she say? It wasn't even they're here.
Yeah, she did. She said they're coming.
And then
everything, you know, all the lights go out and everything, and she says they're here.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
See, I didn't.
So
even
you
know.
Missed it because you were bitching. Because she didn't say they're here. No,
she did said it all wrong.
Yeah, she said they're coming, and then all the lights went out, and she said they're here. I did like the fact that the hands were coming on the TV set. I thought that was kind of bitching.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that they made the medium a fucking TV medium.
Good. I do.
That was modernizing it, you know.
He was really good. The older daughter could have been taken out completely.
She was in the first movie.
But I mean,
the original.
It even the ending of the original. Remember they go into the hotel room on that rainy night?
Yeah.
And they open up the door and they close the door and you know, it's the balcony and it's raining and then the door opens and the dad shoves the TV outside.
Yeah.
You know, it had nothing like that. Well, it did. That ending was okay, but it wasn't even nearly as good.
Did you stay for the mid-credit?
Yeah. Scene? Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was, I liked her too.
Yeah.
I thought she was a good character. It was bad.
Yeah.
I just didn't love this family like I love the Friedling family.
Yeah. And when they had the big reveal with the cemetery saying that, you know, they moved the headstones but they didn't move the bodies, again watered down.
Yeah
because they made it into a conversation instead of yeah move the body. You know, it was they moved the headstones but they didn't and then somebody else, they didn't move the bodies.
Yeah, right.
You know. And they kept it exact too, because it was like, because he does that little like exquisite acting scream at the end of it, like that. It's like they moved the headstones, but they didn't move the bodies. They moved the headstones, but they didn't move the bodies. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then, the other line that I was waiting for at the end is when Carol Ann / Maddie wakes up in the tub.
Yes. Hi, Mommy.
Yeah. And again, it was, hi, Mommy.
I know.
I'm as bored as the fucking people watching this.
Oh, and in the movie, in the original, it is a simple, hi, Mommy. And Mommy's holding her because Mom is the one that went through there and pulled her daughter out, not the hero. 7-year-old.
Yeah, the 7-year-old that was a chicken shit through the whole movie and then finally finds his balls and fucking...
Yeah, he was a chicken shit because he got left in the mall.
Yeah.
And now he's brave. And that's another thing. These two kids are some pretty brave kids. I would have been scared shitless if that crap was happening in my house. But you're right.
And the scene in the original when they are in the kitchen and they leave the kitchen to come back in and all the fucking chairs are piled up.
Mm-hmm.
And their homage to that is the fucking comic books.
Yeah, it was
that stupid. One person got to see and
one.
And they wouldn't even let him tell the story about it.
No, that's what I liked about the Freeling house too, is that they made fun of it. Remember, she put a helmet on Carol Ann and let her slide across the floor.
Yep,
Mommy, that burns. You know, it was you loved that family and you wanted to save that child. The guy peeling his face off in the sink, instead it's the dad,
you know, face watching, apart. Watching his face fall apart, and then it just, you know.
Sorely disappointed.
Yeah, it was, it was weak. It sounds like 3D was better than 2D, which is, I don't say very often.
Sure.
But,
maybe. Maybe. Yeah,
I mean, like the drone going through the, you know, following the rope. That was amazing in 3D.
Was it?
Because you've got the rope kind of suspended just going on forever. And then you've got the endless thing that's like a hallway made of bodies, you know. And then they realize that it's just like an alternate version of their house.
Yeah, which I think it could have gone a little deeper in. That would have been more exciting, but I guess they were afraid of giving kids nightmares.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I just, it's, how are they allowed to do that? I mean, how is it legal? It must be legal. And then call it Poltergeist, you know?
Yeah. It was. So what's the next movie we're going to go see?
Oh, crap. I don't know. I don't know what's out.
See, I want to go see Ant-Man. Did you get the preview for that?
No.
No, that was a good one. That's going to be a good one. They probably showed that because it was 3D.
Mm.
That was probably why I got that one. But, yeah, this fucking Poltergeist. Jeez.
I hated it. Hated it. Hated every minute of it. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. But we sat in some pretty fancy chairs. They were leather recliners.
Oh, I know what the next movie we can do is. June 12th. Jurassic World.
Oh, is that coming out next month?
Yep.
Woohoo! Now we're talking. You know what we need to do? We need to both Netflix the original Poltergeist and then discuss this again. It's a really good movie.
It is a good movie. And it's so dated.
When you dated, but it still holds up acting wise.
Like acting wise is great. You know, but the effects in it are so okay. Mm-hmm. Like the dude peeling his face off is so fake.
Just to watch the toys in that. I think they had a Teddy Rupskin in that too. Mm. I think. And I think that's what she carried around was a Teddy Rupskin. And remember when the mom would open up the door to put the laundry or just to the Carol Ann's room and the room was all active and the things were, you know, going around and around and the closet's active and it roars at her and she shuts the door and she's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
all good stuff, man. This was so unimaginable.
Wow. I've never heard anybody hate a movie as much as you did. Hang on, we lost Kim for a minute. She'll be back in just a second. And she's back.
Oh, what happened?
Your signal dropped.
Oh,
but you're back. But
no. I was just saying that there was no purpose to make that movie. Yeah, there,
what I said was, I've never heard anybody hate a movie as much as you just did.
Well, but, I take it seriously. Somebody had said in another review that it wasn't near that it was better than the other ghost movies that have been out, like Insidious and those. What's that one that has a bunch of series to it?
Oh, the Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
See, and I'm with them on that because I think those movies are shit, and that's coming from, you know, those movies were all made by people who worked on Saw, and. I love me some Saw movies, but that is just a big pile of, you know, a shit ton of crap is what it is.
I heard Babadook is a good one.
I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one to rent. But I disagree. I thought if you're going to do a movie about Poltergeist, you could really do a lot of fun stuff in that house to make it creepy and make the family aware. And they completely skipped over that. It was just so weird.
It was
from the kid's
point of view.
All of a sudden, okay, from the son's point of view.
Yeah, really, it was more even him, yeah.
Than anything. Yeah, it's true, too. I forgot about that. Whatever. Let down. Yeah. Let down. What do you expect from a playwright?
says the playwright.
I know, right? Oh, now I'm all hot and bothered. Jurassic Park better not suck. But that's not a remake.
It's a sequel.
A sequel.
Yeah. Now, you know? I will tell you, I already have a bitch about it. Just
why?
From the previews. Because all of the all the dinosaurs in it are computer generated. And at least in the originals, they used some computer shit, but most of it was... They had, like, the animatronics and stuff.
Yeah, but backwards. I just saw the making of that.
Uh-huh.
And they started out that way, yeah. And then he realized that computer-generated was the way to go.
Yeah. But you had a lot of practical effects in it, too.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely.
And this one, it's all computer, and you can tell.
Can you? What's the purpose, then, if you can tell?
Exactly. So I'm curious to see how it all plays out, but... A lot of
are we seeing it in, I don't know if I want to do 3D. That's a lot of dinosaur breath in your face. But if we're gonna see it, I don't know.
I just gauge off of what time it starts. I don't really.
Okay.
I don't set out and say I'm gonna see this in 3D. You know, it's like, you know, the Avengers. I would have loved to have seen in 3D, but it was starting sooner in 2D, so I went and saw the Avengers in 2D.
My dad only sees movies in 3D now.
Really?
Yeah, he really only likes 3D movies. He's so cute. Oh my god.
Do you remember the first 3D movie you saw?
I don't know. Does Captain Neo count? Oh, do you remember?
Yeah.
Disneyland?
I mean, technically, yeah, that does count, but...
No, what's yours?
Jaws 3.
God, I don't remember. It might have been one of the Halloweens or something.
Yeah, Jaws 3 in 3D. I think. And then they did Friday the 13th 3 in 3D.
Maybe that's what I saw.
And then they did the one Nightmare on Elm Street movie where the last 15 minutes of it were in 3D. And it was the worst 3D ever because it was the, like, red and blue lens 3D.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And there was, like, one. They tried to have, like, the shit coming at you. But it was the only thing that looked 3D was there was a scene where you looked through a window that was broken. And you could tell that it was, like, had some depth to it. But but other than that. Yeah, it's like the last Saw movie was in 3D, and I saw
Oh, God.
But see, now I saw that in 3D, and I loved it because they didn't make it like shit jumping out at you. It was all about the depth. So they would
made you feel like you were a voyeur and you were in the room just watching everything.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't just shit coming, you know, trying to like, oh, I'm going to pick up this pole and turn so it goes out over your head. You know, that dumb
That's
shit.
Why I don't like it. Yeah.
I like movies where they just, it's an element, but it's not, you know, we're going to have shit jump out at you. You know, it's.
Yeah. When in the Poltergeist movie, when the, that screw thing in the closet was coming out at the guy's face.
Yeah.
I figured that was in 3D because it had looked like something they would totally do.
Yeah.
God. So disappointing.
See, kids movie, because that totally should have gone through his head.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know what's supposed to happen is he's the one that's supposed to go home, and then the lead investigator's line would be, oh, what happened to Timmy? Timmy had to go and he won't be coming back.
Yeah.
You know, I was waiting for that to happen. Instead, Timmy stays and no, Timmy would not have stayed.
No.
I would have left for sure.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
Oh,
and wow. then she's got a millimeter, right, in her hand. And all you do with the millimeter really is there's an on button. That's it.
Yeah.
And she's pressing all these buttons.
Okay, now you're being technical.
I know.
Now you're just fucking nitpicking.
And I'm like, oh, she's bringing out an EMF detector. Cool.
Turn it on and just stand
just
there.
Just turn
look
it
at
on,
it.
Stand there and look at it. You don't have to tell. Beep, 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 beep. Wait, I'm looking for the poltergeist setting. Hold on. Snakes on a plane setting, Jaws setting. Paranormal activity setting. No, poltergeist setting. Here it is. I mean, what was she doing? It was pretty great. The drone was a smart idea. That was pretty cool. But I wish the mom would have gone in. But yeah, they made it all about the kids. So yeah. Stupid playwright.
Stupid playwright.
All right, I'm exhausted
and
now.
How did he come out? How did he find the hole in the floor if the rope fell through before he did?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Because they were tied to the rope in the first one.
And they were tied in it, and they pulled them through.
Yeah. This one, the kid just kind of dropped through.
Yeah. Well, he must have figured, oh, it's in the living room, and the living room's this way.
Yeah. I'll just jump up and down with her until I fall through.
You're right. And remember, you got to do the tennis balls first, and you have to write numbers on them so that you know that's the right tennis ball.
Yeah.
And you have to have the grape jelly on you when you come out. And
they had the slime. They had the slime when he threw the fucking table through the closet.
I have to admit, the dad is a really good actor.
Yeah.
I liked him in that.
Yeah, he was really good at being a douchebag.
Yeah, an unemployed douchebag who can still afford a house. Jesus, fucking it's crazy. Amazing. Like, what world do you live in? Movie makers. Look, you know, people from other countries, look. Without a job, you can still buy a house. Come to America. Without a job, you can still buy a house. It's haunted, but you can buy it.
Yeah, it's on top of a cemetery.
And I did like that they bought like an 80s style house. That was kind of cool.
And I liked but didn't like the tree.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's all I can say about it is, you know, the tree was there.
Yeah, the tree, it was like a willow, so it wasn't as scary.
No.
And it didn't try to eat the kid like it did in the first movie.
It just kind of swung him around and then dropped him on the ground.
And then the parents believed him. And I'm thinking, now if the tree was eating the kid, that's one thing. But now I'd be thinking as a parent, hey, my kid just climbed the tree in the middle of the night. He's totally grounded.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, at the end, too, remember, she falls in the swimming pool and all the bodies start to come up. And that didn't really happen in this. It happened once in the garage and once in front of the house.
Yeah, they were just kind of popping up there. But, but it was fucking Walking Dead fucking zombie versions of dead people popping up. And in the original, they were just kind of, the caskets were popping up and the dead bodies were falling on them. You know, it wasn't Night of the Living Dead. It was fucking, you know. Bodies popping out of the pool that they dug in the back when they really shouldn't have been digging there.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
the first one was ghosts and skeletons, and this one was zombies.
That's all it was a zombie movie.
Demons and zombies, yeah. Really. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that because, they grabbed her.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to pull her under. So it's not like she got stuck and was in quicksand. They were trying to pull her. And. Yeah. You're right. Oh, it was a zombie movie, too. I didn't catch that part. Oh, okay. Well, there's our recap, folks.
Yep. Hope you enjoy your movie.
Yeah, enjoy your movie. Hey, on our Facebook page, let us know what you thought about it.
Yeah.
Seriously. But it was fun to hear your voice again, Chad.
Yeah.
And now we can get back to a schedule.
Hopefully, schedule. Yeah, a schedule.
Mm-hmm. A schedule.
I know you're saying that British now.
I'm saying it the way the original guy did in the original Jurassic Park.
Schedule.
Schedule. Get right back on schedule. All right.
So I am back to work tomorrow. So are you.
Mm-hmm. Time to say goodbye.
It's good talking to you.
Same here, sweetie.
It always is. We'll get back on track here shortly and have more fun debauchery. Maybe we'll get drunk and tell stories sometime.
Okay. Sounds good.
We'll almost have to do that show like on a different night of the week so we can really amp it up.
Certainly not a Sunday or a Monday night.
No.
that's a pre-recorded show.
Yeah.
That won't be live by any means.
But
if we don't like it, it's not going up.
For me, the primo night would be like a Tuesday night, because I usually end up three sheets to the wind on Tuesday nights anyway. So, and with the time change, it wouldn't really affect you.
Well, we got to keep in your schedule, but yeah, it's hard schedule. For me to work the next day like that. I'm not an alcoholic like you are, so yeah. I can't just go to work the next day.
And I'm not, but, you know, if I go out with the right people on a Tuesday night to play trivia, which we've won 4 weeks in a row, thank you. Because I don't have to host trivia anymore. I can actually go out and play now.
There you go.
So, anyway, so.
Good stuff.
We're back.
We are. We're back. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, we got to do it right. Oh. We're back.
Wait, I'll do it the original way and you do it the remake way.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, you ready?
Go.
We're back.
Yep. Yeah. And 2015 version, we're back.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.